Instagram ads got me yesterday.
What'd you buy?
Well, so I had a gift card to a store, and I've had it since Christmas. So it's one of those things where I'm like, just trying to figure out when's a good time to use it. I've gone into the store a few times, and just nothing is like spoken to me.
Right. And you want this to be used great.
I don't want it to just be on like some knickknacks. By the way, it's clothing stuff. So
okay.
It's not like, I don't want it to be like on underwear or things that you,
right,
you like
necessities.
Need. Yeah,
something
fun.
Cool.
Yeah, something cool. So anyway, so I see it on, I'm flipping through on Instagram, and it's funny. My wife's like, you get ads? And I'm like, I get ads all the time.
Yeah, I am.
It's because I click on them.
Yes,
that's why.
I get bombarded.
I get bombarded with ads.
Because I buy stuff. I'm wearing a necklace I bought off an Instagram ad.
Yes.
I get compliments on it all the time.
Yes. So anyway, so I see something I like, and I'm like, oh, okay. I was like, oh, I have a gift card for that.
Oh my! This is it.
And so so I click on it. I start flipping through, and I'm looking. I'm like, okay, so. I know I've got a credit here, so this is on sale, so I can get this, and I can get
and
this.
You're stretching
and so
your money, and that's
starting,
even better.
So I'm starting to do the math, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, so I could do a little bit more than the credit than what I've got credit for, because I rather than paying, you know, all of this money, I'm actually getting it for way, way less, and I'm getting more things. And I'm like, okay, so I'm going through, and I'm clicking on a couple things, doing a couple things. And then I felt a little drunk with power.
Okay.
And so there was another discount code that I saw, so I entered that on checkout. I got the free shipping and all that, and I paid like, I don't know, $30 for everything.
Mm. Wow. What a deal.
And when I say everything, it was like three items of clothing.
That's still a lot.
But still,
that's
yes.
That's still a lot for $30.
But I was in this moment. I was like, you know what? Something else had been sitting in a cart at another store that was on sale that I had been sucked in on Instagram. And so I go back to that cart.
Still there?
It was still there sitting in my cart.
Yep.
And I hadn't purchased it yet because
still
it was
on sale.
It was still on sale, but it was still more expensive than I would have paid for it anyways, but it was on sale.
It was on sale.
And I was like, you know what? I'm getting it.
Why not?
But I felt weird to be like, you know what? I was so drunk with like sales and Instagram ads and
but
things like
that.
But you
have the gift card, and that's basically free money.
The gift card for another store.
Yes, exactly.
But then you
have enough money now because you saved with the gift card.
But then I didn't end up saving anything.
You can splurge on the other one.
I didn't end up saving anything.
Will you listen to me? I'm trying to help you justify what you did.
I'm justifying. We're justifying.
It was all good.
All right. Thank you, Kelly.
Yes.
That's what I needed. I needed.
You were in the zone and you decided, you know what, that you waited long enough. You paused on that. That means you earned it.
It felt a little weird because I'm just saying I was sitting there in bed next to my wife and I was like, hey, what do you think? You like that? She was like, oh, yeah, I like that. That's good. That's good. And she was like,
that gives you the green light.
And she was like, oh, you're using your gift card. I was like, yeah. And she was like, oh, there's a discount code. And I was like, oh, yay. And then
that's a double bonus.
So I made that purchase in front of my wife.
Yes.
But then.
In secret, the other one?
Yes!
Yeah, she doesn't need to know about that.
And then I was just still sitting right next to her going, and then maybe I'll just do this.
Wait. Was it something she would have approved of?
I think I had already...
Then you get bonus points because you went ahead and took care of that yourself instead of making her go and buy you things.
I had already made that leap a few days prior going,
right.
Hey, tell me what you think of these shoes.
And what'd she say?
She was like, yeah, they're all right. And then I asked my daughter Zoe, I was like, what do you think? And she was like, yeah, I could see you wearing those.
Okay, that's two yeses.
So I was like, okay. So I'm going to keep that in the back of my mind.
You
again,
paused enough on that, you
little,
earned it.
A little more.
Because when you circle back and you still want it, then that tells you this is going to be a good purchase.
I don't know.
Because I still want it.
It felt weird.
So that's what I do. Like, if I see something, I'm like, oh, I don't need it, but I want it. I'll just let it hang for a while.
That's what I did, yeah.
And then you circle back to it, and if you're still really, oh, I really need that, then.
But like I said.
That tells you it's a good purchase.
Oh, my
good purchase. Gosh. It's not an impulse buy at that point because you had it hang out there for a little bit,
Kelly,
and you came back
Kelly,
to it.
Stop. I'm busted.
Did she just hear that? That's the problem. That's the problem with this little microphone. And then me as your enabler. Justifying all of it.
I'm busted.
Well, when you said it was in secret.
I thought she's at work. That's why I...
I thought she was at work. Segment. Well, you should have held on to this until she was at work later.
She did text. She was like, you deserved it. You buy whatever your little heart desires.
There you go. I love you. I knew she'd say that. Right?
So I got the shoes, Liz.
Look at that. That's great. Wait. What were you going to do when? Because they were getting shipped to your house? What were you gonna say?
I was gonna approach it then.
Okay.
I never beat her home
and then like swoop them up before she ever sees them, and then at some point when you wear them, you're just like, oh yeah, I've had these for a long time.
I hadn't thought that far ahead. I was like, that was a future me problem.
Okay, all right. Oh, this is all great. Well, see, now you feel cleansed, right?
Yes.
It's out in the open.
I've cleansed.
Now you're great. And she gave you the go-ahead again. So it's all great.
All right.
Look at that.
Thank you.
You didn't even have to do what I do and split the payment so my husband doesn't know how much I actually spent on it.
She just texted back, at least you didn't buy a coat. That is the one thing that my family knows is my kryptonite.
You have too many coats.
I'll see a coat and I'm like, oh, maybe I need that. And they'll be like, you don't need another coat.
There might be an occasion where I might need that.
It's my kryptonite. I'm like, oh my, look at that. That coat could go. It could go with so many things. I could. There are so many different accessories I could do with.
See, I feel like she probably thinks she's giving you the gold star for taking initiative in your own wardrobe.
Yeah,
instead of like making her go and pick things out for you. See, you made a good choice. You even cleared it with her first, so it's all good.
Well, I just didn't mean you to hear it this way. So sorry.
See, it's fine.
Sorry,
though.
I'm talking to my wife now.
Okay, all right. Glad we can all be here for the group chat.
Yeah. Love you. All right. Hey, coming up next, we got a feel-good story.
That whole thing was a feel-good story. Oh. We just heard you get confirmed that it was fine. This is precious. All right.